Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Are you going to survive the day, you think?
Oh, yeah.
If the Lord wills, right?
Good Lord willing, cricks don't rise.
I am getting increasingly excited. On the 18th of this month, we're going to be having a special baptism service. And to this point, 17 people have responded wanting to identify with Jesus through baptism. That's exciting. That's good stuff. And it's going to be held out at Joanne Chase's and Matt and Lori's out there. And we'd love to have you come out. We're just going to have a few songs that we're going to sing. Matt and I are going to play the guitars and just kind of lead in some singing. I think maybe Ryan's going to play his guitar, joining us with that. Then we're just going to have a brief little message on the significance of baptism and the obedience of baptism, and then we'll baptize and go home. But hopefully when we go home with a bit of a brighter passion for Jesus than what we normally walk through with. So we invite you to come to that. You know, being a part of the body of Christ means that we share in one another's joys. When we refuse to do that, what we're saying to the rest of the body of Christ is, I really don't care. Really doesn't matter. So we ought to be happy and joyful for those events, significant moments in people's lives. You know, when all of heaven rejoices at the turning of one individual away from sin to Christ, all of heaven rejoices, the book of Psalms tells us, then what should the church be doing? I'll tell you what the church does. Well, let's sit back and see. Man, what a lousy attitude the church has. We ought to watch that. And in fact, that's kind of the subject of this morning's message. I'd like you to open up in your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter... Honor God by opening your Bibles, please. The book of James, chapter 1. I want you to see this on your own. And I want to ask you this question: what kind of religion do you have? Does your religion, your faith, pass the test of God in a fashion that you would want to see others live the kind of faith you live? You are an example. You are a witness. People are watching, every one of us who name the name of Jesus Christ. And they're taking their cues from our lives. And that's important for us to remember. And we need to examine the inside of our lives and ask ourselves, what kind of religion do I have? James gives us a very brief explanation in James chapter 1. The 27th verse, look at it. He says this: this is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. To visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Now, who is that significant to? According to James, that's significant to our God and Father. And so, as we look through this particular message of what kind of religion do you have, I want you to ask yourself that question. What kind of religion do you have? Not what kind of religion does so-and-so over there have or so-and-so over there have. What kind of religion do you have? I have to ask myself that question as well. I want to share with you that there are basically four kinds of religion that are exhibited in modern-day man. First of all, there are those who have head religion. They have head religion. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, these people are described as having a form of godliness, but no power. A form of godliness, but no spiritual depth. A form of godliness, but no genuine change. In other words, they go through the motions of perhaps worship, but when they walk out of the doors, they're no different than when they walked in. When they meet people on the street, they're no different than what the people on the street are. And they become chameleon types of Christians. And they have this head knowledge. They're missing the heart passion. The Greeks' estimate of greatness in their storied history was always based on the intellect, on how intelligent people were. That's what they were all about. And consequently, that kind of intelligence led them into all kinds of bizarre types of beliefs and behaviors. Because they may have developed great minds, but they developed dwarfed spirits. And so they went from being great spiritually minded individuals to shriveled up prunes in their souls. And that's why when you look at Greek history and tradition, you find that most of it's myth. If you're one of the ones who follows, for example, this whole horoscope thing, you are following Greek mythology. God does not work through horoscopes. In fact, His Word even forbids it. God works through His Spirit to the heart of man. He works through His Word to the heart of man. And so you have to ask yourself, what kind of religion do I have? Do I just have a head religion? The kind of religion that I'm trusting in my wisdom and not in God's anointing. Because head religion is not enough. Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. And that's important for us to remember. The second kind of religion that is exhibited so much today is the idea of hand religion. Head religion, hand religion. This is the type of religion that has the tendency to think that I can work my way into God's kingdom. It's a religion of works. You know, we work with our hands, that type of thing. But salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. But it's of grace brought about by faith. For that's the power of God to salvation. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. Now, our works, when done by a passion to serve the Lord, after having received Him, our works bring blessings God blesses our works. But those works do not take us to heaven. But you know what? A lack of honoring God by working for Him can keep us out of heaven. Because we become selfish and self-centered, and it's all about us. And it's not about God. So don't be caught up in the myth of a hand religion that says, you know, if I just do the best I can, God will bring me through. Because your best will never be good enough. Number three, the third type of religion that we see exhibited so often today is heel religion. It's heel religion. Now, many Christians, I'm going to be honest with you, are just kind of undependable people. They really are. Many Christians are undependable. They'll say all kinds of things, but they never follow through. They don't honor God. And that type of a religion is an insult to God. And Christians often fail to be the blessing that God intended them to be. Some are overly sensitive and they easily get hurt. Some are manipulative and controlling and think that their control is going to be a blessing. And control is not a blessing. But in fact, Jesus talked about the issue of humility, of being humble before the Lord, of being humble before our fellow man. We're not going to be filled with humility. We're going to be devoid of God's Spirit. And so it's vitally, vitally important that we don't dig in our heels to stubbornness and to unrepentance, but instead we walk in the Lord's path and in the way that He has established. If you've got a dig-in-your-heels type of religion, you're going to be sorely disappointed at the judgment. Don't dig in your heels. Use your feet for the preparation of the gospel and for the sharing of the gospel. And number four, the fourth type of religion is heart religion. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I'd like you to turn there with me. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And let's go to verse 8, 9, and 10. Paul writes this, "But what does it say?" And he's referring to the Word of God. "But what does it say? The Word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." Believe in your heart, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. Many people profess to be Christians, but they've not had a heart-changing, born-again experience. They're not really made new in Christ. They're, again, just kind of going through the spiritual motions. But we must receive Christ as our Savior and Lord, and when we do, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we've been born again. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are to follow and to do what His bidding and His will is. Folks, head religion, hand religion, heel religion cannot satisfy the spiritual need and does not honor God. Only heart religion is going to meet the challenges of this life and to help us to gain life forever in God's kingdom. So I ask you again, what kind of religion do you have? And as you look at your family, would you want them having the kind of religion you have? And if you can sit there and say, no, because I harbor a lot of things that ought not be in my heart. But they're watching. They're paying attention. Those of you who have children and grandchildren, those kids are watching your every move, and they're going to respond to Jesus Christ the way you do. They're going to respond to other believers the way that you do. They're going to respond to true, heartfelt religion only if you have it. Do you want to give your family a shot? Get right with Jesus. Get out of the mindset that I'm my own person. And instead, submit yourself totally and completely to Jesus Christ. Let's stand. I'd like to have everybody please bow your heads, close your eyes, nobody looking around, just a moment. I want to ask if there's anyone here today that would be open enough and honest enough to say, you know what? I'm struggling in my soul. There's something that hinders me from being all that God wants me to be, and I need to get rid of that. I want to pray for you. So if there's anyone like that today, would you please raise your hand and put it back down? I see that hand. There, 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 there. Any others? I'm resisting God. I'm resisting the direction of His Spirit because I'm kind of my own person. Anyone else? Our gracious Lord Jesus, You have seen the hands that have gone up. Lord, I pray that each one of these honest individuals, Your Spirit would minister to them the grace and the forgiveness that is necessary so that their lives can reflect Your glory and the grandeur of who You are. And Father, even more importantly than seeing the hand that was raised, You read every heart that is here. And Father, I pray that each and every one of us would be so open to You that we would not allow anything to tarnish our relationship with You. That if we have a religion that is not explained or demonstrated by James 1:27, then Father, convict us. And let Your Holy Spirit be the very hound of heaven that just searches us over and over, continually keeps that conviction that only You can bring upon our hearts. Lord, help us to honor you, so that we can live for you, a pure religion that is undefiled, that we would visit the orphans and the widows in their distress, and that we would keep ourselves unstained, unspotted by this world. Father, we love you. We thank you again for your love for us. For it's in your awesome and holy and righteous name that we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here today. May the Lord bless you as you live for him. Have a great day in Jesus.